Hello and welcome to Tech Access Democast. Stonewave. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this DemoCast. Well, a long time ago, when we first started the Tech Access DemoCast, Rodney and I said that at some point we would demonstrate cooking tips. Our DemoCast, we said, could include everything, even cooking tips. He was the one who said it, not me. And since I am a sort of blasé sort of cook, I said, cooking tips? Ha ha, and scoffed at that. Openly on the DemoCast. Well, I can't believe I scoffed at my own husband because this time, yes, we are demonstrating, or rather I am demonstrating, a cooking gadget. This is called the Stonewave. Capital S-T-O-N-E, capital W-A-V-E. It is one word. If you want to order a Stonewave, you can go to stonewave.com. And it is a little crock that is about 1 1/3 inches deep and 4 1/4 inches in diameter. It is circular. It is made out of ceramic, coated inside and outside with a non-stick material. It has a lid with a dome shape and a round hole in the top that acts as a chimney or vent to vent steam. The handle of the Stonewave fits in your hand and is hollow so that when you pick it up, it is not hot. And what is the purpose of this marvelous gadget, you may ask? Well, it is to cook in the microwave. You may say to yourself, well, it's a bit small. That is true. It is portioned only for one person, but you can make all sorts of really cool things with it. And it is relatively inexpensive. The price will vary depending on where you buy it. We first saw the Stonewave on the Shark Tank show. The makers or inventors were looking for a shark to invest in their product. This was, I don't know, about a year ago, I guess. And now it has taken off and gone everywhere. You can buy them at Walmart, on Amazon. They first started selling them after Shark Tank on asseenontv.com. So you can buy them there still, too. But if you buy them from the stonewave.com website, they make a big deal about the fact that you get a free recipe book if you buy from that site. I find the site annoying because when I go to it, the YouTube video like loops incessantly, talking about how wonderful the Stonewave is. And I can't get it to shut up. So I'm not sure exactly where Rodney ordered ours from because he's the one who bought them. We bought them because in the reviews and in the demonstration on Shark Tank, they showed how to make an omelet. And we make omelets a lot for ourselves, and we each make our own omelets usually. I mean, you know, we're not going to make an omelet and then half it and then each eat a half an omelet. So we thought this would be a really cool way to make omelets. And indeed, I will demonstrate in this DemoCast how to make a simple omelet. The Stonewave itself, I've given its dimensions. A few things to keep in mind when using the Stonewave. This is a very low-tech appliance. You know, you don't need, you need a microwave, of course, but you don't need any other high-tech gadgets. Cooking times may vary depending on your microwave. So, for instance, if you get the Stonewave, it comes with a little print recipe book, which, of course, most of us, being visually impaired with no vision, couldn't read. Rodney, of course, could read it, and he was reading some of the recipes, but we found that when we made them, we've tried two recipes out of the book so far, the omelet and the apple crisp, and made our own modifications to both. I found the omelet recipe, you need to cook it a little bit longer than it says, especially depending on the wattage of your microwave, and also depending on how much you add to the omelet in terms of liquid, because a lot of liquid needs to, I mean, if you add vegetables and things, there are liquids in there that are going to need to boil off. So you're going to need to cook it a little longer. This morning, I found that when I made an omelet, different from the one on the that's going to be demonstrated here, I added a few bacon bits to it, and I found that even doing that, I should have cooked it for 10 extra seconds. I usually cook my omelets, very simple ones, with simply, you know, some cheese and egg and a little teeny bit of water to kind of fluff the egg up a little bit, an egg beater. I usually cook them for about 2 minutes. The recipe says a minute or a minute and 30 seconds. That wasn't long enough. Rodney cooks his longer because he adds jalapenos and salsa and all sorts of other mess to his that I don't add. And so he'll make his a little longer. So that just sort of talks about the first thing I wanted to keep in mind, which is cooking times may vary depending on the recipe and what you put in it. Secondly, you need to make sure that you be careful when you remove it from the microwave, because although it is, the handle is hollow, so that it is not hot when you pick it up by the handle, but the top, which is where the steam comes out, does get very hot. So you need to, if you want to take the top off, you need to either wait a couple minutes so that your hand won't burn when you touch it, or you need to use a pot holder or something to get the top off. The third thing you need to be aware of is that this little crock makes portions only for one person. So you need to make sure that if you're going to make various, you know, cook for more than one person, you need to have more than one stone wave. Of course, we have two people in the family, so it's a two-person, you know, it's two stone waves. But if you want to cook for all your family members, you're going to need more than just two. Now, how much does this cost, for instance? You're probably wondering, well, if I've got to buy a whole bunch of them, how much are they going to cost me? Well, it's going to depend. You can go to stonewave.com and currently get one for $10, plus a free one, plus a recipe book, but that offer could change at any time. If you go to Walmart, you can get two for around $15. I think my mother-in-law said she saw them there. After she saw ours, she went looking for them, and she saw two for $15. Reasonably priced anywhere that you go. You can also get them on Amazon.com. I will put the link to the StoneWave main website in the show notes. It's fairly easy to order. I recommend that if you are totally blind and have trouble with flash players like I do and can't get them to shut up, there is a sitemap link. If you click on that link, the video will shut up and you will be able to still order the StoneWave. The order form will still be displayed, and it is accessible to us totally blind people, probably with most screen readers, it looks like. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this democast. Today, I am here to talk about a very cool product you can use. Now, at this time, I would like to demonstrate how to make a simple omelet with the StoneWave.
Now, we are going to demonstrate the StoneWave. And to do this, I'm going to make an omelet. So, I have here some egg beater, cheese, salt, pepper, oil, all the ingredients to make an omelet. I'm going to mix the eggs and egg beater, since I'm trying to be healthy, in a bowl. 1/4 cup of an egg beater. 2 and 1 egg. And just a little bit of water. Mix those together. Get the water. Just a tad of water. Mix that all together. Then if you want, you can add just a little bit of oil to the StoneWave to encourage the egg to come out after it is done. Just a little bit. And if you add too much, just take your finger after you've added it and get it around the bottom and sides a little bit. And if you've added too much, like I just did, you may need to take a paper towel and kind of wipe it out. Because we don't want too much liquid in the StoneWave. That's liquid of any kind, really. We don't want too much. I added way too much oil, so that is a danger. Make sure to wipe it out. Once you've added the oil, you want to pour the mixture into the StoneWave. Then you can add your other ingredients like salt, pepper, cheese, vegetables on top. I'm going to do the simple thing and add some salt, some freshly ground pepper, and some shredded mozzarella cheese. adding a handful here. You can add as much or as little as you want. Then you put the lid on the steam wave and microwave this concoction for about 2 minutes. Now that it's done microwaving, I'm going to get it out. And although the handle is hollow and so doesn't keep steam, the top, which is very slightly dome-shaped with a hole in the middle, will get hot because that is where the steam comes out. So you need to be careful when taking the top off. And I've got this here. It is in my hand, and I'm going to turn the stone wave over in my hand over the plate. And it doesn't quite come out, so I'm taking a fork and just very slightly nudging it, and it flips out onto the plate. It is a perfectly round, flat omelet, about 4 inches across, perfectly made in the stone wave at 2 minutes, microwaved on high.
As a bonus, I would like to mention two other products that you can buy very easily in addition to the stone wave. Now, what if when you are making your omelet or your microwave concoction in the stone wave, you find that you need to open a can or a jar to add an ingredient? Well, here is one product to do each thing very easily. First, to open a can, I highly recommend the OXO Easy Grip Can Opener. This is a stainless steel can opener with rubberized handles and a very large, easy-to-turn rubber knob. The rubberized handles, you grip the can opener very easily with those, and then very easily turn the large knob to open the can. This is a manual can opener. It is not electric. You have to clip it onto the can and then turn the knob and it will open just like that. Very good if you have arthritis or some other condition that makes opening with a regular manual can opener difficult. The handles are very easy to grip, hence the name, and the knob is very easy to turn. The second item I would like to mention is a little more unique. What if you need to open one of those pesky vacuum sealed jars, and like me, you are a woman whose hands are not quite as strong as those of her man? Or you just want to save your strength in your hands. Or you don't have a lot of strength in your hands. I would recommend using something called a jar pop. That's two words. It's a registered trademark of, I believe, Harold's Kitchen. And all it is a sort of plastic handle with two small little nubs at the end, a little round hole as well. And you put the hole over the lid of the jar and line up the two small nubs with the edge of the jar. Hold the handle in your dominant hand and very slightly lift up with your wrist. That will pop open the lid of the jar just like that. It's very simple and very easy. It just pops that vacuum seal right open. You can buy both of these products at most any place. Walmart, Ace Hardware, Amazon.com. I've seen them sold in all those places. And the Stone Wave is available in many places as well. So happy shopping and happy hunting for all of these gadgets if you choose to buy them. They're all very inexpensive and very easy to use, and they last a long time. One final note about kitchen gadgets in general, if I may. It is very easy to think, wow, I want to buy all of these different things. With kitchen gadgets in particular, since they are something that are very hands-on and that you will use all the time if you end up buying it, I recommend, if it is at all possible, to actually go somewhere and touch them or look at them, whichever you know is best for you. But if you're totally blind like me, you will want to touch them and feel them and make sure that they're something that you want, because they're easy, it's easy to just buy something like that. But being in the kitchen is a very hands-on experience, so you're going to be using them a lot, and you're going to want to make sure that's something that feels nice in your own hands personally and suits you well. So that is just some general advice about kitchen gadgets in general. And yes, Rodney, we finally got around to doing a cooking episode. This is Erin for Tech Access Democast. Thanks for listening, and I will see you next time. To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com.
follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW, 227-5829.